Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander with another short version of our Wise Money Show. But before we start, I want to remind you of next week. We're going to have a special guest talking about Obamacare and what's happening, what's going on with Obamacare. And if you buy an individual hospitalization, it's very important that you listen to that and have a pencil and a paper, a pen and a paper, so that you can write his phone number down to call him with questions. Don't call Leanne or myself with questions on individual health insurance.
Well, that's what he does for a living.
That's all he does is individual health insurance. And he's very good. In fact, when we get a person who wants individual health, we say, call Roger. His name is Roger Kemp, and he's going to be on next week, so be ready for him at 11:45 on Saturday.
You mentioned phone numbers. We should give our phone numbers.
651-436-3997.
And 651-365-5000.
Okay, Leanne, we're going to do something a little different today. We're going to talk about why you should time the market.
That's not exactly what we're going to talk
about.
Well, maybe
it's not quite the right thing.
The market had been all over the board again because, of course, they're waiting. What's going to happen? When are the interest rates going to go up?
When are they going to do the interest?
Are they going to raise the interest rates?
Well, maybe not. Maybe they are. Maybe not.
Can you time the market, do you think, Garwin?
No. Everything I've read in the 47, 48 years in the business, you cannot time the market. Some people have been lucky and gotten lucky doing it, but not as a investment strategy.
What happens is people get nervous when the market goes down. When it goes down is when you should buy.
Oh, no. That's when you sell.
Often that's
you
when
buy
sell.
When it's high and sell when it's low.
Well, you feel more comfortable because if it's going up and a lot of people are buying, then you think that is the time to buy.
Time.
But really,
wrong time.
But there's a couple things here. You can look at adding money monthly or quarterly or semi-annually or annually.
Now,
then
what's
you
that
don't
called,
worry
Lee?
About it.
What's that called, Lee?
Dollar cost averaging.
Okay. So you put in money periodically rather than lump sum it.
That's right. That's one way to do it. The other thing is when you have a portfolio, diversify yourself. When I'm talking about diversification, I'm talking about, number one, you have an emergency fund. And then when you look at your investments, think about what are you comfortable with? Income from bonds, dividends from stocks. All right. You've got those different kinds of stocks. And you have the big caps, the mid caps and the small caps, and you have sector funds, which is like just going into health insurance or transportation
or
whatever. But there's some other things that we're going to kind of go through this because here are some indicators. Now you think about this. We're going to bring this up. This is really a fun thing because people always talk about this kind of thing, that there are indicators about how to time the market. One of them would be like the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover.
I have never looked at one of those, of course. But
and who the woman was that was chosen to be on the cover.
That should means, indicate how you should invest your money.
Yeah,
right.
Can you believe it? The other one, and I really chuckle about this one, is a car salesman closing a deal. In other words, the idea goes that the faster a car salesman offers a discount on automobiles, the weaker the economy is performing. How about that one?
Well, in logic, that's probably sounds good because he's trying very much to make a sale.
That's right, and he uses any negotiating tactic he can or perhaps even the location in trying to clear the inventory. And, of course, if the market is really in bad shape, he's not going to sell as many cars, and if it's in good shape, he'll sell more cars.
He'll sell more cars.
But you better watch that car salesman. And then let's talk about, and this one really had me chuckle. We've heard about the hemline index. In other words, George Taylor proposed the hemline index in 1926, and men have been looking at women's legs ever since for a sign of how the market will go. In other words, women's dresses rise as the stock prices do. Okay. Miniskirts correlated to good economics, like ones seen in the 60s and the 90s. Meanwhile, when the bad economies occur, like in 1929, the dress hemlines fall. How about that one?
That's really pushing the edge on trying to get investments.
But what about men's underwear indicator?
Well, that one, I have no clue on that one at all. Other ones I've heard about.
Yeah, this is one I hadn't heard about either. If you put men's underwear and put that into the picture, men's underwear is a necessity in good times for the market. But when the market is going downward, demand falls, and so do the shorts. How about that one?
So obviously, we're really pushing the edge on investment strategies today, Leanne.
But the fun part of it was that it's been noted that it came out that the Federal Reserve Chairman, Alan Greenspan, during the 70s, kind of looked at that. How about that one? And then we have the Super Bowl indicator.
And, of course, that's another one where who's going to win the Super Bowl, whether the National Conference or the American Conference wins the Super Bowl, should indicate whether the market's going to go up or going to go down.
That's right. It suggests that if an original team from the National Football Conference wins a Super Bowl, the markets will have a positive return for the year. If the team from the American Football Conference wins, then the markets will have a down year. So these are indicators that we hear about all the time. And I've taken some of these from what they call the Modern Trader magazine. And I had to chuckle, and I thought we should share some of this because we hear about this
all the time. Somebody's always got a get-rich-quick scheme to make money, and what do we follow? How do we do this? Where are we going to go with it? Yes.
There's another one here, and this one I'm sure a lot of people follow. They watch what the cover story suggests on a major business magazine or magazines. What is happening out there? These magazines go into all these different things. So should they bet on what's going on with these magazines? Because they're going for the hot story. Yes, they are following the markets, but you have to be careful about it because of the fact they don't always get all the news correct.
Well, one of the problems, of course, the hot stock market, by the time you, the individual investor, hears about it, it's too late. The big traders, the big boys have gotten in and they've cleaned house. And so now when the small investor gets ready to go, you're too late. You're just too late. So the time the cover of the big magazine comes out with whoever it is, all the feathers have been plucked from the chicken by the big traders.
Well, you've got to understand what's going on. It's a business. And if you look at these dubious indicators, they can cost you a lot of money. You have to look at your own situation. And number one, you have to look at what you can put away, what you can't put away. You have to go ahead and plan a strategy for yourself. And as you plan that strategy for yourself, you got to think about, I got this much money to live on. I've got this much money I can put away. I am getting something at work because they're giving me a 401k, and they'll do matching. And quite often, people don't look at the matching. And then the other thing, Garwin, comes the insurance side of it.
I just talked to one of my clients in the last couple of days, and she was so excited. I've got insurance on them, and she and her husband. And she's been offered some term insurance through the company. And she said, should I do it? I said, well, yes, absolutely do it. But I said, there's a danger. She said, I know the danger. I said, oh, okay.
You better tell them
what
the danger is.
She said, the question is, can I take it with me when I leave here? And I said, that is absolutely the big danger. Is it portable? Is it mine, or is it the company's that they're letting me use it for a while? And she said, no, I already checked on that. It is mine. I can take it with me. I said, then you take all you can get. Because nobody, and I'm going to say that again, nobody has as much life insurance as they should have.
Now, if they don't pay into that policy, though, and the company is just having it for them, then what?
Doesn't make a difference. If it's portable, it's portable. That doesn't make a difference. She has to pay for that, by the way, with that a particular policy, but it doesn't make any difference whether, if it's portable, she could take it with her, and when she leaves, retires, or whatever. And that's the bulk of the big question. Is it mine?
Well, you look at the insurance side of it. It's not just life insurance. It's disability insurance.
Right.
So you're covering yourself in case of any big emergency, along with your emergency fund having something sitting out there where if you get hurt or something, you can't get to the insurance right away, you have something to lean on. Also, if you get laid off or something changes. Now, when you look at planning your portfolio, that's another thing that you're going into. You are planning, you are actually doing a financial plan, whether it's just a little one or a big one. And when you're thinking about these things, you need to educate yourself. Do some reading. Learn what stocks are and how they work. Learn what bonds are. Should you have an annuity? That's a product that can cover you, too, in case of a situation where you're really nervous about the markets, and it'll also give you an income stream. What will give you income if income is what you need? There you have the interest from the bonds, and you have the dividends from the stocks, and from annuities you can take an income stream. So these are the things that you have to look at carefully. These indicators are fun, but you'd be surprising.
How many people
look at them?
Yes.
And they talk about it all the time.
One other thing I want to bring up, as long as we're talking about the life insurance, is disability insurance. If you're moving to a new company and you're going to be offered some disability insurance, first of all, find out how much they're going to let you have. Typically, they put a cap on how much you can have, $3,000 a month, $4,000 a month, $2,000 a month, whatever it happens to be. If that is not adequate to cover your income, in case you're disabled, you need to buy some individual that you pay for yourself. But you buy the individual first and then enroll in the group. Why? Because the individual will, again, put a cap on you. If you've got too much group, you can't have any individual. But if you buy the individual first, you can have all the group that they have. You could actually overinsure yourself, and there's nothing they can do about it. So buy the individual first and then buy the group if you need to buy some extra coverage.
Well, and we're talking about buying individual. I'm going to bring up something very quickly. When we talk about individual investments and you talk about the individual stock and the individual bond, maybe you're not comfortable with that kind of a scenario. Maybe you need to go to something that gives you more diversification, like mutual funds or exchange-traded funds. So you have to look carefully over your whole program, decide what's going to work for you, but just take these indicators with a grain of salt.
And don't listen to them. Get a good plan. We're running out of time, Leanne. If you have a question, give Leanne a call at
651-365-5000.
Or 651-436-3997. Thank you for being with us. And be sure to be with us next week. Roger talks about Obamacare.
Experience counts, now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.